big time.
Now I'll call to order the special court session of the Orange County Commissioners Court. Today is January 17th, 2017, and the time is 2:03 p.m. All members of the court are present. Will Counselor Manning please lead us in our invocation?
Be happy to, Judge. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here as free citizens and govern ourselves, Lord. We ask that you bless these proceedings and you bless everyone in attendance with wisdom. May our decisions be pleasing to you and to the citizens of Orange County. Lord, we also ask your special blessings on every law enforcement official, every military official, a soldier stationed throughout the world. We declare that no missile formed against them will be allowed to prosper. All of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Is it just falling off?
It's
hanging out. Okay.
Maybe you want it like that.
Well, it would be crooked. Crooked in politicians should be
crooked. Sorry, crooked politicians.
Told me to say something.
Well, thank you for the invocation and for fixing the crookedness up here.
Cease and desist.
I didn't say you. Just for all of us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, first we have approval of the minutes. The special court session held on January 10th, 2017 at 2 p.m. as circulated.
So moved.
Second, what was that?
2:04?
Okay.
This was last week when... So I'll start with Precinct 1. Abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. 2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Abstain.
And 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0 with Commissioners Precinct 1 and 3 abstaining due to them being at required training last week. All right, agenda item number 1. Discussion possible action regarding approval of a proclamation honoring West Orange Stark Mustang State Champs. This is kind of becoming just an annual thing that we do now.
back to back.
So, should we go ahead and just mark this on the calendar for next year?
You might want to talk to, Cornell before you make that promise.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go ahead and read the proclamation here, and then we can entertain a motion. Proclamation honoring the 2016 West Orange Stark High School Mustangs football team. Whereas the West Orange Stark High School Mustangs football team began the 2016 season with the talent, skill, determination, discipline, and will to win a 4A Division II state championship. And whereas the Mustangs fought and competed against district and non-district competition. And whereas the Mustangs ultimately went undefeated and won 4A to Region 3, District 9, and whereas the Mustangs compiled a 10-0 record with an explosive offense and a stifling defense that posted 7 shutouts before entering the playoffs, and whereas the Mustangs soundly defeated 5 playoff opponents by an average score of 53-7 before reaching the state championship game, and whereas Coach Cornell Thompson, his staff, and his players won the Mustangs' second consecutive and fourth overall state championship in football with an impressive victory over Sweetwater High School by a score of 24-6 on December 16th, 2016 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas, does hereby honor the West Orange Stark Mustangs, Coach Thompson, and his staff for their exemplary performance and the immeasurable pride they have brought to all of Orange County, and proclaims January 2017 as West Orange Stark Mustang Celebration Month. Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
A second.
3-1. Any further discussion? We'll start with Precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
And 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the office of county judge to be affixed this 17th day of January 2017. Thank you.
How many schools go through their entire career?
Thank you for being here. Congratulations.
That's right.
Here you go.
Stats on bad. Coach Thompson and the football team, they're back in class. We was out of Rotary this morning, so they're back in class this afternoon. So, just thank you guys so much, and I'll let them know how much we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can
I say so?
Look you well.
Amazing accomplishment.
Coach Crumpley, we're in the picture.
Coach Crumpley, we're in the picture.
Okay. I've been called worse.
Here we go. Make sure everybody's in. It's coming up. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll mark you down for next year.
High expectations. High expectations.
That would be kind of neat, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
There were three Little Cypress Reeseville graduates up here. We should have asked them to at least let us kick a field goal or something.
Something.
Okay, agenda item number 2, discussion of possible action regarding approval of a resolution authorizing the submission of a Texas Community Development Block Grant Program application to the Texas Department of Agriculture for the Community Development Fund. And, yes.
Good afternoon. I'm Randy Blakes with David J. Waxford Incorporated. February the 9th is the deadline for counties and cities to submit community development applications to Texas Department of Agriculture. This year, one of the projects that came to our attention was in Mauriceville Water System. They have a segment of about 50 homes that do not have access to public water. And we're looking at having that as the application for this year. It will score the most points because first-time water or sewer services receive the highest points in Southeast Texas on their rating system.
And that's up on Dixie or Rebel?
Yes, Dixie, Rebel area.
Okay, both
of them. About 8 or 9 years ago, the county sponsored a project that got the water up in that area. But we ran out of money to finalize.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this so going to do the water side?
Water.
Or
yes,
no sewer side?
Yeah, just water right now. We have Brian Gibson with Mauriceville Mud here also, and Mr. Burrietta with Schoenberg and Polk. Any questions?
Great. And how much is that going to be, Randy? $250,000?
$275,000.
Okay.
And the local match is $13,750.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve the resolution as presented?
So moved.
Second.
2-4. Any further discussion? for Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Item number 3, discussion of possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $326,806.45. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of November 2016 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund.
So moved.
Second.
4-3. How are we doing? We're a little bit down so far this year. Overall,
$81,953
for this
fiscal year.
Down. So
days
we're short. Okay.
Shop local.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. That was just for this period. For the whole year, it's $169,965.
Get ready
at
175.
Shop local.
Say that again. Shop local.
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda number 4, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $400.94 to Claybar Funeral Home from the general fund account 001-111-54290. For indigent funeral expenses, and B, $2,300.00 to Dorman Funeral Home from the General Fund, account 001-111-54290 for indigent funeral expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Wait.
And also included, approval for January 17th, 2017, from the General Fund, $259,581.29. Road and Bridge, $28,172.55. Mosquito Control, $38,492.55. Adult Probation, $9,357.70. And other funds, $1,380.72. For a total payment of $336,984.81.
Okay.
Second.
Well, he retracted his first.
I move that we go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Okay. Great. And you're seconding
second.
That. Okay. So 1-3.
All right.
One,
yeah.
Three. All right.
Sorry, John.
Yes,
John. He don't get in trouble with the previous
guy.
So.
Yeah.
Have Mr. Dubose call me really quickly if you don't let that go right there.
You'll be in trouble.
All right. Mr. Dorman threw me off.
All right, we'll start with Precinct 1.
Yes.
All right, 2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 5, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in the auditor's office from account 001-303-57630 equipment lease in the amount of $63.75 going to account 001-303-54130 contract maintenance in the amount of $28.75 and also going to account 001-303-52260 books and publications in the amount of $35.00. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
4-2. Any further discussion? Precinct 4.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
2.
Yes.
1.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding Golden Triangle Days in Austin.
Well, talking to Ida, brought that up. We're, this year is Golden Triangle Days. I believe those dates are March 5th. 5th through the 7th. And, you know, we go every other year when the court's in session. And with the issues we have in health care, I believe this Golden Triangle Days may be more important than anyone we ever had. So I wanted to invite Ida to come and talk about the program and what we're going to be doing in Austin. And I'll turn that over to Ida.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Ida Shalso, and I am from the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce. And as Commissioner Trahan said, it is very important for us to be in Austin. We do go every other year. We go on a regional level with Beaumont and Port Arthur, and in the smaller, like the Bridge Cities and the Viders, the smaller chambers are involved in that with us as well. So I passed out a packet that has a lot of information in there about Golden Triangle. But probably one of the most important things, it has our 2017 legislative priorities in there, the issues that we felt as a region that would be important to us, and it's economic development, competitiveness, education and workforce development, environmental quality and stewardship, health care, and just kind of drawing attention, if you turn to page 8 on there, we did add to that, and this is prior to the ER closing. I want to say the Monday before the Tuesday where they announced it. We are going to be taking information where it talks about support legislative action to establish an inpatient care facility in Orange County, Texas. Johnny is chair. Jessica has worked on this with us, so information that she has is in there as well. Then the other is insurance and taxes and transportation and energy infrastructure. There is some information in there with the two hotels on there, as well as registration. It gives you information on how to do that. Just a note on the hotels, the hotel room blocks are out right now. I mean, we're totally sold out of those. But if y'all decide you want to go, rather than, I think the instructions say you contact the hotel yourself directly, contact the chamber and we'll get, you know, we'll see what we can do about getting those rooms at the room block rate.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any questions about it or? We would hope the county goes and 100% supports it because it is very important.
Yeah, I would just say that they have the 5 sessions. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, they had a pretty good one in particular on health care, talking about where some other funding could be received. Unfortunately, that was kind of after the fact. And it's just kind of information that I think that would be really helpful and helping us figure out which direction to take as we go forward. So I think there'll be a lot of good information that we can get as we go.
Yeah, I actually attended that session. It was very good.
And we will be recognized on in the House and the Senate as Golden Triangle Days being there. So, and I think I think this is the year for Representative Phelan to actually offer the resolution for us.
Okay.
And there's actually a couple of bills that's possibly coming up on the House floor that's going to affect our ability to tax and our tax rates and some limits and stuff on that could adversely affect us. And so I think our ability to be able to be there and show our support for those that are going to fight against that, because it's important to us to be able to have that ability here and not out there. So
absolutely.
And that will be one of the things on the floor also.
No, Mr. Burton and I went last time, 2 years ago, I believe both of you were there as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That's all I have.
Okay. And I would just say, you know, us showing up in numbers makes an impression, so it's good to go there and let everybody see the numbers, because when we get introduced in one of the sessions, I know in the past when we all showed up in numbers, it made an impression on not just our representative, but the whole gallery.
How much longer until it's just Orange Days?
Well, you know, it used to be Orange County Days.
Orange County
but
Days.
But it was. Yeah. It, in 2007 is when we went together. You know, they had Jefferson County Days. We had Orange County Days. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the sponsors are the same. It takes quite a bit of money to put this on. And so you had some of the bigger companies, the Entergies and the Chevrons and those people who did that, and they were having at one point to do three different things. And we did feel like there was power in numbers when you bring things, you know, when you're there together. And regionally, a lot of those leads come from the governor's office, and we work with Southeast Texas Economic Development Foundation and Regional Economic Development Foundation. So even things on a regional level impact us as well. So a lot of the same issues as far as environmental and things like that impact us all the same.
Yeah, and I'd like to add too to that is that even though it went from Orange County Days to Golden Triangle Days, as it's called now, Orange County has a strong representation there, as big as anybody else that's there, and we are very active and participate with a lot of the sessions and putting them on. And so we make sure that Orange County is heard.
Absolutely, 100% is like that. We're going to be producing a video this year, and I've already, Barna Rutherford's kind of sharing that and doing that. She's from Motive, and she's already called me and said, who do you want? You know, we're trying to go back to when we all merged together and why it was important that we came together as a region to do it. But Commissioner Gauthier is right. Orange County is 100% supportive there and has an equal voice in everything. If we didn't, the hospital wouldn't be on here. It's the first time I've can ever remember the 20-something years I've been going to Golden Triangle Days, probably longer than that, that we specifically had something that impacted a particular county. But the hospital is a really important issue for the whole region. If we don't have it, then an economic impact it'll cause for us is huge to the whole region.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing it's come together as two groups. The only thing that I've heard that may, a lot of people don't know where the Golden Triangle is all over the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. So to maybe Orange Jefferson County Days, put the county names in it together versus Golden Triangle, because somebody from El Paso, Golden Triangle, where is that? So
something I can take back to the committee
and
see, but you know,
to me.
Yeah, they don't know where that is. I mean, when you look at our logos and stuff, though, it has all of our different
logos
on there. But I could see where maybe somebody might not know that, but that's, you know, how we're branded right now. So.
Okay. Thank you.
There's no action to take on agenda item number 6. Agenda item number 7, discussion of possible action regarding approving the Orange Chamber of Commerce to use the parking lot in front of the administration building on February 18th to the 19th, 2017 for the Mardi Gras parade. The chamber will make sure the parking lot is clean after use.
That is correct. Again, my name is Ida Schossel from the Chamber, and I do believe y'all have the bullet points we sent that we would do. The only update on here is I have since talked to Sheriff Merritt, and he has given us the approval for, since there's jail visitation on Saturday, we don't want to ever interfere with that. So he has given us the approval to be able to use that, and it's the parking lot right here, and we'll just park cars over there in front of the administration building. We'll be here on the 18th all day, and then on the 19th, they have to have their floats out of here by noon, and we do have people hired that come in, not only clean up the county parking lot, we clean the streets up. We go everywhere and clean up everything that we've actually, you know, if we've caused any mess with feeds or trash or anything, that all gets cleaned up. We bring the dumpsters in where all that information is, therefore we won't be using the county dumpsters. We kind of, you know, take those off with caution tape. We put signs on them so they don't use those, that we use those.
Okay, yeah.
Y'all also will be named. We will have you on the insurance policy. Is you know, additional insured. Our insurance just renewed on Thursday, so they just didn't have enough time to get that to y'all today. But we'll 100% will have it before February 18th.
Yeah. And again, reiterate that. We thank the chamber for doing that. You know, it's a great event for Orange County. It's you know, it adds to our quality of life, and the things that we try to push is a great reason to come here and to visit and to live here. And so have an event like that, and it's been yearly now. I forget how many years, 10 or 11?
14
years. So, and it just continues to grow and get better, so we're happy about that.
And we are actually growing that this year. We kind of partnered with the Convention Visitors Bureau. They bring in music, and we brought back the Munchkin Parade. Some of y'all may remember back when we did the Munchkin Parade, when we had, you know, you can have kids where you pull them in a wagon, they ride a tricycle. It's a great family event, and it gets a lot of people involved. So we have brought that back. That will be at 1 o'clock. So, you know, I know you have little ones, and some of y'all have grandkids.
Yeah,
Johnny, you've got a grandkid.
Yeah,
Munchkin
on the way.
And it's really not, and it's yeah. It's a great family day, and it, like Commissioner Gauthier said, it's another great way to promote Orange County and get us on the map out there.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you being involved too, Ida, because, I mean, historically speaking, what you said was true. Y'all always maintained everything. You've cleaned up. It's great. It's worked well.
We're going to make sure it gets done, because after that, I always drive it myself, too, to make sure that we've cleaned it up. We want to leave it better than we found it.
Sure. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, then do we have an official motion to approve the chamber to use the
room? I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. 3-1. Any further discussion with precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And we'll take 1 second to circle back to number 6. Councilor Manning,
sure.
I have a question for you. On the Golden Triangle days, is there any problem with having a quorum of the court present at these types of
events? That's why I left. I went to tell Holly we're going to make sure it's posted. That way you'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, so, she and I already have that work. That's why I left. And
okay.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. We're on the same wavelength there. But, yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. Agenda item number 8, discussion of possible action to accept for filing the Orange County District Attorney's Office 2017 racial profiling report.
So, you know, the Orange County District Attorney's Office does employ peace officers. We have one, our criminal investigator. We have been required every year to file a report with the county demonstrating that we take steps to not discriminate on the basis of race. And the way we comply with the law is by having in-camera video. It turns out they've actually changed the law this year, so we're no longer going to have to file that. But rest assured that, you know, our investigator has in his car, he has full audio and visual. They come on as soon as the lights cut on. So that's generally how the different law enforcement agencies comply, is by having video and audio to demonstrate that they don't unfairly target certain ethnicities or races.
Okay.
So this is just giving you permission just to file it in the court?
It's just for purposes of the record. Okay. And I think this will be the last year we do it. They informed us that we don't have to do it anymore after this year.
Okay. Okay. So moved, Judge. Okay.
Second.
4-3. Any further discussion? Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Counselor. Agenda item number 9, discussion of possible action to accept for filing in the minutes of the court the acknowledgement of transfer of tax rolls and delivery of receipt between outgoing tax assessor collector and successor tax assessor collector. Do you have anything for us, successor tax assessor collector?
Say that fast.
I know.
That's just to... have it recorded in the county clerk's office. Okay. There's no action that needs to be done other than that.
There were, and as far as the acknowledgement, there's no issues, no nothing or anything.
No, sir.
Okay.
Straight cash transfer.
Great.
The demo we set the filing in the minutes for the court to acknowledge the transfer.
Okay. 2-1. Any further discussion? We'll start with precinct 1.
Yes.
2?
Aye.
3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you for that one. Agenda number 10, discussion of possible action regarding the certification of the December 2016 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10.
Yes, sir. As you can see, the total collections for the county portion was $21,543,037.90. The county's portion of that was $5,261,086.77. The total collection, the percentage was 22.17% for the so far.
I know it's early, but that's pretty much on target from...
It's a little bit down,
little bit down.
Because of us having to close early that Friday, the 30th for the switching and stuff, and we hadn't had all the mail processed and everything, so it's a little down. So I'm looking forward to this month being better.
Okay.
But our delinquent taxes we were collected a little bit more on the delinquent taxes.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept the certification?
So moved.
Second.
1-4. Any further discussion? Start precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Thank you. Agenda item number 11, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer to the Sheriff's Department from account 058-965-54950, miscellaneous fees and services, the amount of $500.00, going to account 058-965-54551, travel and education, the amount of $500.00. Purpose is for tuition at Lamar Institute of Technology for Michael Lucia, the Police Academy.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
2-3. Any further discussion? Start with precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 12. Discussion of possible action regarding approval for the maintenance department to close in the old transportation bus storage building located at 365 South Claiborne Vider, Texas, and authorization for the maintenance department to use it for storage.
Judge, Commissioners, we have a building that was unoccupied since 2009 from Transportation Department and the Maintenance Department. We'd like to close it in and utilize it for storage, for Christmas decorations, and also air conditioning units that the Wade Company is removing from some of the buildings. The chiller from the courthouse will be taken out, and the chiller is actually running, but those are spare parts for 1442. If I need a compressor, I have a compressor. All the electrical components from breakers and everything will be able to be utilized for spare parts. But if I take it and put it out in the impound yard, then it goes to waste. We put it in surplus, then somebody buys it for pennies on the dollar. It's still running. The chiller is going to be replaced out. We have 4 15-ton units at the jail. Some of them are only a year and a half old, but according to the contract, they're going to change them out. Well, I can't see putting them out in the field. I have no place to put them over here, and hoping to utilize the 1,800-square-foot building in Vider to store decorations and the air conditioners as they change them out. They have 50 fan motors they're going to be changing out of the courthouse. The thing is, they all run. If I put them out in the pasture, they're going to get wet and they're going to get run. It's also considered spare parts for me, because if one goes out, I can just go grab it and put it inside there, and I don't have to worry about spending some more money. Yes, it's not the one that they put in for energy efficient, but I get the air conditioning back up and running for the courts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's spare parts. And that's what I would like to utilize the building for.
How much do you think it's going to cost you, Kurt?
It's going to cost me $2,000.
That's coming out of your budget. You got that?
Yes, sir. It's the sheet metal is $950. The garage door is $823.20.
How much are one of these fans if you had to go out and buy one, Kurt?
Well, just one fan motor is $83. And I got 50 of them.
Okay.
And the 15-ton air conditioning units run from $12,000 to $8,000 a piece. So instead of sticking them out in the pasture to get run, I'd rather store them somewhere, because it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. We're going to have a one-year warranty on this equipment they're going to install at the county. Well, that's what we have, a one-year warranty. After that, we have a five-year warranty on compressors, but only one-year warranty on the units. When a condenser fan motor goes out or whatever, it's out. We got to pay to fix it. And if I have spare parts, it makes it a lot easier for us and cost-saving on us.
Okay, you're saying that the building is unoccupied?
Yes, sir. It's been unoccupied since transportation moved to 1442.
But now, there's currently $150,000 spreader in there now, though.
Back in March, around the 29th or the 30th, Mike James from Roden Bridge called me and asked me if they could put their new chipper machine at the location in Vider. I told Mike on the phone, I said, there's nobody using the building at this time. I don't see it where there would be a problem. So they brought the equipment and they parked it in the bay. And that's where it's been since March of last year.
Would that stay there or would that have to be removed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know all Clark's inner workings at his department as far as his equipment storages at all four precincts. But
Well, before we say yes or no, either way, could you get with Clark and just see if there's a way to, if there's another place to put the equipment, or if there's a way to divide up the building and he uses one bay, uses two bays, or whatever it may be, and then come back?
No, I didn't talk to Clark about that.
I was saying, can you before we, and then that way we'll bring this up again next week, and you guys have a chance to get together and brainstorm and see if there's a way
It's a 30 by 60 building. It's 1,800 square foot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to utilize a lot of footprint inside there just with the equipment from with the waste service because, I mean, unless the court says, yeah, go ahead and put it out there and we're going to just sell it for pennies on the dollar, well, that's what I'll do. But I'd rather save some equipment and not have to buy it, for especially for 1442, just having spare parts for the chiller at 1442. I mean, those compressors are $22,000 a piece.
So what about the building next door, though, Kirk? Can't we just modify that building and store stuff? Because there's nothing in that building, and it's bigger than that, 30 by 60.
You talking about the old wick building?
The old frame building, yeah, the old wood frame building. I mean, because just storing it, I mean, footprint.
I know, but
footprint.
The thing is, what I have to do, I mean, I'm going to have something where I can drive a forklift and set equipment in.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about your compressors. That's a different story. But I'm talking about all your fan motors and those smaller things like that. You can store that in that building. That's easy. That's just take a minute because there's absolutely nothing in that building whatsoever. Because I don't want to take that. I don't want to take $150,000 chipper splitter and park it out in the rain.
Maybe it's a combination of two. Maybe you put the fan motors in that building and you put your compressors in the transportation building, and Clark makes enough room for you.
Here's the thing. Nobody paid it no interest in this building whatsoever until I put it on the agenda.
That's been discussed before. Clark and I have had that discussion over the last couple of years. We've talked about that very thing.
But it hasn't been addressed in court. So
no, we've talked about that. We've talked about the old frame building. There's been some discussions about that, but based off of the financing where we were, we're just leaving it alone. Yeah. But, what? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Because, I mean, we need to hear Clark's opinion also.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject. We have been using that building for a while, the open building. It was my understanding that there was a flea market or a farmer's market that used it on the weekends, which is why I hadn't tried to move forward with moving those doors to the other side, because that was currently a use that was taking place there at Gould Park. And so I thought, well, I can't change it, so I'm just waiting on it.
Well, from time to time, they would do that. When it would rain, they would.
Yeah, and I understand maybe that's not going on anymore.
No, it was just Saturday.
Okay. Well, no one's saying no, and I want you to save as much of the equipment as you can. I like the idea of having the spare parts and everything. All I'm saying is, can you get with Clark and just see if there's a way to maximize the space that we have between the old Wick building and what we have in there?
Clark did discuss something on the telephone with me, but he wants to take up 3/4 of the building.
Well, if you guys can come together and come back and say, hey, look, this is the solution I hope that the two of you have come together on. Missy, you have something
else? Yeah, I don't know how y'all know that Wick does store stuff in the old frame building. They have the key.
Yeah, that's we've been in here and looked at it. That's an old filing cabinet that's just...
They have the key and they do keep stuff in there.
Yeah, they didn't even, last time we were in, they didn't even know what was in there. They were you with us that time?
Last year for inspection.
Yeah, we went in last time. They didn't know it was in there. They forgot, so they don't go in there either.
Yes.
Today's my first day in transportation, so this is kind of new to me. So I have been asking around. We have some spare bus parts that we would like to start putting in there as well. I wasn't aware until today to even bring this up.
Okay.
I would like to discuss this further, too.
Okay. So,
the three of y'all.
Kurt, you're right. In my... in what feels like my very long 2 years here, has brought up this building before, but apparently there's a lot of interest in it now. So, if anybody has an interest in using this building for any reason whatsoever,
put it on the agenda.
Well, can you guys get together and talk about a way if you can come to an agreement on so and so gets 40% of the space or whatever it's going to be, and then we'll go from there and we can expend whatever. Yeah, we'll have some proposals and we can do whatever we need to do as far as expending funds, because we don't want this stuff to go out into a pasture and just rust. And,
well, they started today on the air conditioned change out. The first building was the records vault, so that was the first unit, and they'll be back Thursday to do two units over this admin building.
Okay.
Clark, can I find the silver lining to your cloud here?
There
if,
is
you have to, if you have to share the building, everybody's going to share the expense to fix it. So.
There was no doubt in my mind.
One of the things we need to also review,
budget dollars.
I mean, as I understand it now, it's not enclosed.
Right.
We need to double check and make sure it's on our insurance.
It is. Okay.
And then,
we got this
more importantly, if we're going to be storing all these spare parts, make sure there's adequate coverage for contents.
Yes, they'll have to let me know once I'll make y'all's decision. Right.
That's kind of a deal, because there'll be stuff. Right, and that could fluctuate depending on what's going in and out of there.
Right. Okay. So, if you can please get with them, just chat about it, and hopefully we'll have some proposals that we can discuss for next week.
And, Kurt, I do appreciate you looking for ways to save the county money.
Yes.
I do appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so we will take no action on number 12 at this time. It will be placed on a future agenda, the target for next week. If proposals are ready. Agenda item number 13, discussion of possible action regarding approving awarding RFP-2017-2018 CDBG Administration and Management to David J. Waxman Incorporated. Anything for us? Let's do this each year as the CDBGs come along.
This is just a standard breakdown, right?
Yeah. So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Judge Four, any further discussion? Sorry, Precinct One?
Yes.
Two?
Aye.
All right. Three?
Aye.
Four?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item 14, discussion and possible action regarding approving RFQ 2017 to 2018 CDBG Engineering Services to Schomburg and Polk Incorporated.
So moved, Judge.
Yeah.
You got something?
No.
Yeah. Same thing. Yes, just sir. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. 2-3. Any further discussion? So Precinct One?
Yes.
Two?
Aye.
Aye. Three?
Yes.
Four?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 15. Open up the court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. I hope everybody had a good holiday yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Also hope you spent a little bit of time thinking about what Dr. King did and just kind of how our country has changed since those times to today. Another thing I wanted to say, so back when we were doing our budget hearings last year, starting in about June when we were discussing the tax rate issues, it was reminded to everyone that if anybody out there felt like they were okay with paying more taxes or didn't feel like they were paying enough in taxes, that they could donate to the county. It's taken over 6 months. But we finally have received two donations. The first one came in anonymously with a $2 bill, which I thought that was interesting. So that one was credited. And our second one actually came from Clark Slacombe for $1. So in about 7 months' time and 83,000 people, the county has collected $3. And so I appreciate Clark's $1 and Anonymous's $2, and we will see if we can't put that to good use.
Frozen bridge.
One bite at a time, Judge. One bite
one very small bite at a time. But yes, Well, you have collected $3, and I think I even asked the treasurer if this was the first donation she remembers us ever receiving, and I think the answer was yes.
Well, it's the first time our county judge has ever
asked. I didn't ask. I just reminded that you could.
Well, it's
so.
A challenge to the taxpayer, so I would say it would be a first for both.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I would let you know,
yeah.
It would have been first,
uh-huh.
Except the taxpayers didn't know how to take it.
So that $1 cost us a whole lot of money to keep figuring this out.
Yeah, it probably cost us $1.
That's right.
Yeah.
So again, if anybody else out there feels like they want to pay more or aren't paying enough, you can follow suit with the $3 we've collected so far. That's all I have. Anybody on the court have anything?
Good. Just remind again, congratulations to Western Star. That's phenomenal. I mean, how many schools go through their entire history and never win a state championship of any kind, and yet for them to do it 2 years in a row, back to back, I mean, that's quite a phenomenal task, but congratulations to them.
And also
just wanted to say how much I admire and respect Dr. Martin Luther King. That's that gentleman was way ahead of his time. He did things the right way as an honorable man, and I appreciate what he's done for this country and how he's moved things forward.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Anyone in the audience? Yes.
My name is Ida Shasso from the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce, and this is not something I wanted. It's not something to be put on the agenda, but I wanted to say thank you so much for the support that we get from the county, whether it's something monetarily with hot tax or use of property. We really do appreciate that. We wouldn't be able to do those events without y'all doing that. And also wanted to let you know that the chamber will be at the Bassmaster Classic on March 24th through the 26th. We will have a booth in the business expo they have, and you can't even host the classic if you don't have a room for 60,000 people to sit in. So we will be there representing the greater Orange area, and again, you know, a lot of business contacts can be made, people and also promoting the area. So thank you so much, and we're out there trying to do everything we can too, but we do appreciate you.
Where's that going to be this year, Ida?
The George R. Brown Center.
Houston, Texas.
Fishing on Lake Conroe, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Fishing on Lake Conroe.
And I want to say too, we were at the 2 years ago in Alabama with this booth at the Bass Classic, and they were working on the Houston thing at that time. I don't know if some of us remember that.
I would just love to see the commute of the fish from Lake Conroe to the George R. Brown.
I've seen them do it though in Alabama. I would have said the same thing.
Friday afternoon coming down the 45.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I know they've talked about all that, so I'm sure they have that all figured out. But we'll see. You're right.
We'll see. Well,
thank you.
Thanks, Ida.
Thank you, Ida.
Anybody else? All right, and to our final agenda item, number 16, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Move.
3-1, any further discussion? Mm-hmm. Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
3?
Yes.
4? Motion passes 5-0. The time is 2:51 p.m. This court is adjourned.